Coming up on episode number 1437, well, it has been 60 years since the very first release by the Beatles, the very first studio release. That album was called Please Please Me, came out March 22nd, 1963. Beatles recorded it in, for the most part, in one day, actually recorded all their parts in one day, and then George Martin did some overdubbing on the stuff. And then it was released a month later, which is absolutely crazy in today's terms to have an album that's recorded one day and then released a month later. Absolutely insane. But Beatles did it, and we're going to do it right here with a bunch of covers of every track on the album Please Please Me for the 60th anniversary. All this and more coming up right now on Coverville.
Just getting tougher, whole world is rough, it's just getting rougher, cover me, come on baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for a woman who would come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for a Thursday afternoon. It is Thursday, March 23rd. 2023. Happy birthday to my dad. I'm Brian Ibbett. Welcome to another cover story. I'm sorry, another album cover edition of Coverville, where we take a monumental milestone album and we cover or play a cover of every track from that album. And oddly enough, so it's a big album, right? It was Beatles' first album, released March 22nd, 1963. And it 14 tracks, which was, for whatever reason, just feels like a lot. Their second album with the Beatles, far fewer, right? No, that had 14 tracks as well. All right, I'm kind of surprised, because it seems like albums, for a while, we were lucky to get 10, 11 tracks from them, but two 7-track sides. And just like the album, I'm going to be splitting the show in half, playing side A, side B as covers. You're probably familiar because I did this with Dark Side of the Moon a few episodes ago, so that's what to expect. What you may not be expecting is how many covers were on the album. So 14 songs, 6 of those were not originally by the Beatles, especially songs that you might be surprised to find were not originally by the Beatles. We'll talk about each of those, and in some cases, we'll actually be playing the original. Let's get started, though, with the Beatles original, covered by the band Ringo Ska. Here is from the album Beatles Kateporat from 2009, really, from Ringo Ska. Here is the song I Saw Her Standing There.
Thank you. Bobby, Arthur, sell me real fine. You get better each time, okay?
Anna, you come and ask a mean girl to set you free, girl. He loves you more than me. Well, I will set you free. Go with him. Go with him. But Anna, girl, before you go now, I want you to know now, I still love you so. But if he loves you more, go with him. Just one more thing, girl. Give back my ring to me, and darling, you'll be free to go with him. All of my life, I've been searching for a girl now to love me like I love you. Oh, but let me tell you now, every girl I've ever had breaks my heart and leaves me sad. What am I One more thing, girl. You give back my ring to me, and darling, you'll be free to go with him. Go with him, man.
Chains, my baby's got me locked up in chains.
Thank you. happiness that makes me cry. And in time, you'll understand the reason why. If I cry, it's not because I'm sad, but you're the only love I have ever had. I can't believe it's happened to me. I can't conceive of any more misery. As we walk, I say I love you, and I'm always thinking of you. Tell me things I want to know, and it's who that really only goes to show that I know that I should never, never, never be blue. As we ride, I say I love you, and I'm always thinking of you. To me, I can't conceive of any more misery.
Yeah, the Beatles being all silly and ending side one of the album with the title track. That is Please Please Me. Chris Difford and Glenn Tilbrick of the band Squeeze, right there, the nucleus of the band Squeeze, along with Paul Jones, who is a harmony vocalist for the band Manfred Mann, Manfred Mann's Earth Band, I should say, with a cover there of Please Please Me. That's part of a project that was called 12 Hours to Please Me. Great title of a... of a project for sure. 12 Hours to Please Me basically was the because the Beatles did it in one day, recording at Abbey Road Studios, a bunch of people got together to record covers of every track on the album and do it the same way in 12 hours, doing it at Abbey Road Studios and doing it in 12 hours, basically. And so you've got folks like Gabriel Alpin, the boys from Squeeze, just to name a few of these great musicians who are doing this really cool project, 12 Hours to Please Me. Did it for the BBC about, I think, 10 years ago. I think it was for the 50th anniversary of the album. And I think it's just such a cool Such a cool project. Please, Please Me, covered there by Chris Difford, Glenn Tilbrook, and Paul Jones. Before that, the Tino Reyes Trio with a cover of Ask Me Why. That one from an album called Bossa with the Beatles. Came out in 2016. Boys, featuring Ringo Starr, the original vocalist of the song Boys, coming back to cover it with Jules Holland and his Rhythm and Blues Orchestra for the Small World Big Band Volume 3, Friends, which came out in 2003. Not originally by the Beatles, or Ringo for that matter, but originally done by the Shirelles, and one of two songs that were covered by, or were covers of the Shirelles on this album. Ian Gillan and the Javelins. Yeah, Ian Gillan from Deep Purple also had a stint with Black Sabbath. He just likes bands with colors in the title, apparently, or in the name. Chains, covered there from their self-titled album from 2018. That song, originally written by Carole King. The Cookies actually had the first release of the song Chains. Anna, Go to Him. In that case, we did play the original. Arthur Alexander from his 1962 release, You Better Move On, the original version of Anna, Go to Him, and the Beatles would cover it 1 year later for Please Please Me. Misery by Fever Body. This one from a great album called Beatles Reimagined from 2013. A lot of really cool, trip-hoppy, spacey kind of covers of Beatles songs on that one. And really, really great project on that one. I Saw Her Standing There. That's how we started, with Ringo Ska from the album Beatles Kahito Parat from 2009. I'm sure I said that perfectly. Ringo Ska and a cover of I Saw Her Standing There. No, I'm not going to play the Tiffany version of that song. Let's get to side two. We're flipping the album over. We're starting with the side. We're cleaning it off with our disc washer and gently placing the needle on the track. However, this one comes from a Spanish tribute to the Beatles. Don't worry, it's in English. Came out in 2010. Here is Estereotipo with Love Me Do.
Love me too. Never know how much I really love you. You'll never know how much I really care. Listen, do you wanna know a secret? Do you promise not to tell? Oh, closer. Let me whisper in your ear. Say the words you long to hear. I'm in love with you. Listen, I said, do you wanna know a secret? Not to tell. Oh, closer. Let me whisper in your little ear. Say the words you long to hear. I'm in love with you. I've known a secret about a week or two. Nobody knows, just we two. Secret about a week or two. Nobody knows, just we two. Hey, now listen. Do you wanna know a secret? Do you promise not to tell?
he never came back to his love so fair, and so she died dreaming of his kiss, the kiss of honey.
Shake it up, baby. Shake it up now. Come on, come on, baby. Come on and work it on out. You know you look so good. You know you feel so fine. Come on, move a little closer. Let me know you're mine.
just type it up. A little bit of stuff right there. Twist and Shout by the Orchestra. Definitely changing up the sound of that song. Hold on, there's like a little tiny bit at the end here.
Listen to this next one.
I think I need to isolate that out, make that a little stinger. That's awesome. Twist and Shout by the Orchestra from the album No Rewind from 2005. Originally done by the Top Notes, but the Isley Brothers had a huge hit with it before the Beatles. And then, of course, the Beatles came along and put it in the parade with Ferris Bueller singing it. The Beat Bugs right before that. Yeah, that weird kids show on Netflix, the 3D animated show about a bunch of bugs. I think most of them are Beatles that have a complete soundtrack of Beatles music that for whatever reason is amazing. Like the 3 or 4 season soundtrack of the Beat Bugs is fantastic. That was season 2 came out in 2016, a cover of There's a Place. A Taste of Honey sounded old, but it wasn't. It's from 2017. It sounds old because it's from Resistance Radio, a playlist based on or made for Man in the High Castle, Man in the High Castle soundtrack. That song originally done by Herb Alpert and the Tijuana Brass, Taste of Honey, covered there by the Shins as part of that Resistance Radio project. So much good stuff on that Resistance Radio. I know there's a Spotify playlist of all the songs from that, and I think you can still buy it on Amazon or iTunes. Look it up, Resistance Radio. Keeley Smith, that one is old, came out just a year after the Beatles' original version of Do You Want to Know a Secret? Keeley Smith covered it for an album called Keeley Smith Sings the John Lennon Paul McCartney Songs. And when you think about the fact that that came out in 1964, there really were only 3 Beatles albums for her to pick from. But of course, everybody knew that it was going to be huge. And so her jumping in on that bandwagon with her beautiful voice, Keeley Smith, Do You Want to Know a Secret? Shakespeare's Sister, how long has it been since you've thought about them? Whatever the answer to that is, that's far too long. They were a great band formed by a couple of the former members of Bananarama in the 90s and had such a great sound that was so far from the Bananarama, really saying something and Cruel Summer and that sort of thing. Baby It's You by Shakespeare's Sister from their collection Songs from the Red Room. Had a couple of covers on that. It came out in 2010. That's the other song that was released by the Shirelles before the Beatles, written by Burt Bacharach, by the way. Burt Bacharach and Mac David as opposed to Hal David on that one. Shakespeare's Sister, Baby It's You. Santo and Johnny with an instrumental version of P.S. I Love You. That one from their Volume Secondo, which was remastered and re-released in 2001. Of course, you always think about their song Sleepwalk in the film La Bamba that was used so prominently, Santo and Johnny. And Estereotipo with a cover of Love Me Do, a very, I don't know, maybe a little new wave Cars influence, like the band Cars. Actually, even the song Cars by Gary Numan probably lends some inspiration to that. That one from an album released in 2010 called Homenaje 50 Aniversario of the Beatles, 50th anniversary homage to the Beatles. By my limited Spanish vocabulary, I was able to figure that one out myself. Estereotipo with a cover of Love Me Do. And that wraps up side 2 of the Beatles' Please Please Me album, covered here on this very special episode of Coverville, marking the anniversary. That's going to do it. Boy, oh boy, that was a lot of stuff. Hold on, turn that down, because I've got to talk over this bit. We will be back in 2 weeks with another edition of Coverville, so make sure you tune into that. Next week, I've got a really quick trip I've got to make out to Las Vegas in preparation for a big event, a morning stream event that we're having there a month from now. And it's going to be, like I said, tomorrow or next week I'm gone, and then the big event in about a month in Vegas. To find out more, go to frogpants.com/TMS. So we'll be back with that. Now, I will be doing a Guess the Connection tomorrow morning, 9 a.m. at twitch.tv/Coverville if you want to check that out, and all sorts of great stuff around the webs over the next few days. This is Brian Ibbett. Until then, this is Brian Ibbett. I'm just saying, this is Brian Ibbett. Did I mention this is Brian Ibbett? Saying thanks for listening. That just about covers it for tonight. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye. Ms. Brandon has been saying that Coverville is brought to you by Backbeat Media, providing sponsorships for Coverville and bandwidth for Brian Ibbett and Coverville, provided by Cashfly, C-A-C-H-E-L-L, Cashelfly, C-A-C-H-E-F-L-Y, cashfly.com.
Next one.